you're feeling good, say yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Monday motivation, trying to make your day just a little bit better. I mean, come on, so much crap's going on. Let's get to the good stuff. Let me kick it off right here. 37-year-old Walter Gordy in Texas. Well, he was diagnosed with lymphoma about 5 years ago, and the good thing is he beat it. He is now cancer-free. Then after his diagnosis, he wanted to see if maybe he's predisposed to any other illnesses or sicknesses, you know, kind of maybe try to get ahead of them in front of them. Well, he took an DNA test through 23andMe, one of the multiple things you can do to kind of check out your history, and didn't get any information about that, but this is kind of a cool twist. Meanwhile, a good friend of his named Mark also signed up for 23andMe, and after being friends for 12 years, they found out they're related.
No way.
Whoa. Yep. Yeah way. They actually were both raised by single moms who had artificial insemination. It turns out they chose the same donor. So Mark and Walter have the same dad. So they're like half brothers.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Yeah. Now Walter, the guy that's cancer-free, recently got a call and thought Mark was inviting him to a party or maybe something like that to hang out. But he was really calling him to tell him, hey man, we're half brothers, which is a pretty big deal because neither one of them had siblings. It turns out their moms know each other too. And they, I guess they've been singing in the same church for over a decade, but neither one of them knew that, hey, you use this guy and I use this guy. So it's kind of cool.
I love it.
Cancer-free and finds out you're not alone. You got a half-brother. That's my little Monday motivation. What do you got, Alex?
A 5-year-old boy from Michigan called 911 because he was craving food from McDonald's. This boy's grandma was sleeping, so I guess, you know, there was no one really awake seeing what he was up to. And he called 911 and asked the dispatcher if someone from the police office could bring him food from McDonald's. And the dispatcher called a police officer who was in the area to kind of go and check on him. And before getting to his house, the police officer stopped at McDonald's and he really did pick him up some food. So he got what he asked for. The boy's grandma said he was using an old phone, which he didn't realize could still be used to call 911. I guess it was he must have found like an old cell phone or something like that.
Yeah, he hooked it up to Wi-Fi, which it blows my mind these little kids can do it.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm sure the police officer was nice, brought him the food, and still told him, like, 911 is for emergencies. Wanting McDonald's is not an emergency.
Well, some would argue it is, but, I mean, to each their own. Live the web, girl. What do you got?
This cop in Illinois pulled over this guy because he had expired license plates, and he was, like, kind of like a younger guy.
Sounds like your kind of guy.
And he was heading to a job interview, and the cop didn't want him to like be late and still wanted to get him there. So the cop drove him himself to the job interview and didn't give him a ticket or anything like that.
That's awesome.
So I love
that.
Like really sweet. And he ended up getting the job.
Oh, he got the job?
Yes.
That's a double good news story.
No kidding. That stuff never happens. I love that. All right. Thank you, Alex and Liv. That's your Monday motivation here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.